Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, the executive director of the Clark Historical Museum. On display through July's Arts Alive is an exhibit on Victorian-era photography. The Victorian period was an era of massive expansion in technologies that promoted mass production on an unprecedented scale, affecting a large majority of industries around the world, including photography. Of the three cameras on display, one belonged to Humboldt County's very own A.W. Erickson, who began his photography journey in 1879. Erickson's work was well received within the community and beyond, with the improvements in photography technology that allowed for mass production of images. Erickson's work functioned frequently as a window into Humboldt County, appearing in many different expositions around the country like the Panama Pacific International Exposition and widely published as postcards and prints. In 1851, a new style of photography called the stereogram began. It was a surface that held two slightly different images side by side, which turned the two 2D images into one 3D image. The photography style continued into modern times, and today the most popular example is the ViewMaster. By the end of the 19th century, cameras were more readily available for the masses, and photography quickly became a popular hobby. Because of photography's popularity, many competing manufacturers were creating new processes and tools during this time. Some of the companies that are still widely known today, such as Eastman Kodak Company, originated in this period. George Eastman released the invention of photographic film in 1883 and released the Kodak film camera in 1888, making photography more accessible to the hobbyist. The display in the Victorian Room includes cameras, examples of a variety of Victorian photos from the Clark Collection, and a photo shoot in progress. A usable stereoscope is also available for viewing 3D images. This exhibit was created and curated by community curator Hannah Denton and closes after July's Arts Alive. We have two new exhibits opening July 6th during Arts Alive. Featured in the main hall is an exhibit titled Sewing Circles, Stitching Together Communities, which is about the communities that were built around the act of quilting in Humboldt County. The act of making a quilt has historically been an outlet for women to share their thoughts, emotions, political stances, and memories with members of their household, neighborhood, and family. Today, quilt making continues to be a community-building and strengthening activity locally. This exhibit demonstrates the connections within our communities through the quilter's work, connections that can extend through generations. Nealis Hall's new exhibit is titled When Designs Escape Baskets and focuses on the visual language of basket designs of the Hoopa, Karuk, Wia, and Yurok tribes, examining how designs move from being a part of baskets to being on car decals, tattoos, and pottery. We create a timeline of moments when designs grew and changed for trade, within materials, and more. Both exhibits open July 6th during Arts Alive from 6 to 9 p.m. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.